You will not know what is happening to you. When you do the first one, God will not allow some things to happen, either for you or through you. You say, wow! Look at how my life is. Just this small 2 hours I did. Somebody will be telling you, I told you. I told you. If you do more, more will happen. If you do more, just do more now. Just do more. You say, let's try more. You now do another one. Do another one. Do another one. But before you know it, 1 year pass. It's only fasting and prayer you did. After 1 year, you will not even remember any reason for fasting and praying. You just notice that it has become something of a lifestyle now. But the spirit started by wooing you. When you are fasting and praying, you'll be seeing visions. Hi! When you finish praying, you will feel fire burning on. Is it not true? Mm-hmm. You will feel the fire. You say, some of them will chat me and say, Papa, I feel fire on my hand. What does it mean? I will say, keep pressing. Papa, I feel there is something like oil. Whenever I'm praying, sometimes I'm not praying, the oil will now be burning. It will be doing me as if. That's what Victor Benjamin told me those days in 2018. He said he prayed for 6 hours and fire is burning him. 2018. The man, he said, he's moving with fire. Man of fire. You see, those kind of fire is the fire of priesthood. Many of those things you are sensing is just priesthood. They are facilities, paraphernalias that is around priesthood. So what you need to, anything that manifests that time is to bring you deeper into the practice of priesthood. It is not something you should say, I've arrived, though. No. So, when you fast, you receive grace to what? Very good. When you pray, you receive grace to what? What of when you study your Bible? Somebody said, my problem is studying Bible. I want, just impart me, let me study Bible. I say, how do they do that one? It's when you actually, there is also a spirit dimension of everything. A man that is deep in Bible study and the word can impart you with, he can just give you a push. It's not as if it will continue like that. Iba boy now. Okay, settle. That money they gave you as settlement is what happens when I pray for somebody. I lay my hands concerning prayer, fasting, or Bible study. It is not the end on its own. No. It is just a seed capital. Say after me, seed capital. Now, you are supposed to use that seed capital to generate. Are you getting? Generate. I don't want to speak for long ago. But this man, because he continued ever, had what? But this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable what? See, the scripture is very logical. Are you seeing logic here? You see, when we say that the priesthood that is of the order of Melchizedek, you know, when God makes an utterance, he always has a basis, a facility that is backing up that utterance. There is a teaching we did, the cry of grace. One of the things that the Holy Spirit brought forth to us by revelation is that when God says, I give you grace for anything, you need to understand that every administration of grace is as a result of a facility behind the scene. So when you see a man manifest, let's say, grace in prayer, we call all of them grace, but when you go behind the scene, the general name grace will be brought down to a facility that can support that kind of oppression. Are you getting the point? So when we heard the cry, grace, grace, in the book of Zechariah, when we went behind the scene, did you know what you saw what we found out? We found out the two anointed ones pouring in oil into the lamp. It was as a result of the oil that is being poured that an oppression began to manifest. But we in time called it what? Grace. Meanwhile, there is an elaborate facility that is behind the scene that is supporting that broadcast. This is why every man that has been brought to a layer, maybe there is an operation of God that is coming out of your life, you need to understand the structure that supports that kind of manifestation. There are some people, okay, like my friend, the man of God, he's a prophet. So let's assume, I don't know how your own was. There are prophets, their own walk by prayer. There are people, their own walk by singing. If they sing, the oil, there are some people, if they fast small, Kenny Hagin said that if he fasts, his prophetic and teaching anointing will triple. Are you getting the point? Now, it's not as if you can't do other things. Huh? You can do other things. But people like us, fasting, prayer, and then Bible study. I can't depend on worship. Worship is even after I've done other things, then we use worship and then, but there are some people, nothing will happen until they do worship. Somebody like Benny Hinn, he will have to worship for the atmosphere to be good. Me, if I pray, and then I begin to teach. Once I strike one thing, then I'm okay. I will know I'm in control of the atmosphere now. Anything I say will happen. Then when we have reason and things are not happening, we now use worship to increase it. Because part of the reason we use worship is for people like you. You like worship so that your soul will be glad. You know, part of the reason we worship is to help the soul of people. It's not because of me. Me, I'm already where I want to be. But when you worship some people, especially ladies, they will cry. Oh, Jesus, I love you. So, you know, it's not bad because it will help the Holy Ghost to now touch you. Touch you where? When we now say, out of the arches. The tears, will not know which one is which. You will now say in that your tears, Jesus, anything you tell me, I will do it. I will now say, and I'm the one that is leading prayer or preaching or ministry. And you something push you to say, Jesus, I will die for you. A death must occur. A death to the flesh. A death to self. A death to everything that you are in the natural. Some of the time, the death will mean that you might have to shut down your ministry and come and learn Jesus again. So look at this scripture now. The scripture said, because he continued. That is the basis of his unchangeable what? Priesthood. What is the basis of the unchangeable priesthood? Because he continued. If you also go further in this study, you will find out what gave him the capacity to continue nonstop. Do you know the answer? You are looking at me like a man of God. Go and get the mic for him. Let the camera show his face. Because he continued. Let me be seeing you. I want to be seeing you. Look at this scripture now. He said, had an unchangeable priesthood. And he said that the basis for that unchangeable priesthood is because he continued. If you go to verses before this, it was talking about many priesthood that was changed and all that. This chapter is actually a contrast and comparison between the priesthood that is of Aaron and the priesthood of Melchizedek. Some of you have seen it already. Huh? Now, he's trying to show you why this priesthood is like this. Huh? So he said that this priesthood cannot be changed. Moses is changed because Moses what? Died. And after Moses died, the man that took over from him, what? died. The man that took over from him died. When they came to Eli, he what? Even as mighty as Samuel is. Samuel is still what? What of Elijah? What of Elisha? I don't know. What of Ezekiel? What of Isaiah? But why is it that this man refused to die? He said, because he continued ever. So, what made this man now continue where others cannot continue? Who can answer? You are a man of God, you should answer. This one he is smiling like me. Let me leave you. Who can answer this question now? Come and give Lotana. There must be answer in this. If Lotana doesn't get it, then Jasper. After Jasper, then watch my knee. If watch my knee, there is answer around this circle.
Since we already know that the Aaronic priesthood cannot continue because of the issue of death, the Melchizedek priesthood can continue because Jesus Christ lives forever.
Just say because of life, to be correct. In fact, the scripture specifically said that this priesthood is powered by a system called the endless life. That is the theme. There is no, if you want to use the language you understand, just say Holy Spirit. Meanwhile, when you become technical, you have to call it endless life. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. These are basic things. But this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood. Verse 25. Wherefore, I don't know why KJV uses wherefore. Where we use wherefore? Maybe we can use therefore. Tell us the difference. Come and give him the mic. The way you shake your head, I know there is a difference. Wherefore and therefore. Hear that they used wherefore. Can we use therefore? Let's assume we have become contemporary.
Wherefore means because of this.
Then therefore means what?
Therefore means I don't know.
Amen. Sorry that we are doing English classes, but it's important. Sometimes you can be quoting scripture and the only thing you need for proper interpretation is understanding English language. Some of the rhema you have can disappear if you actually check dictionary meaning of some words. It's true. When you just bother to check what this word means, what you have been using as rhema to bamboozle people, pastor. Many of them are not rhema. Keep your dictionary closed when you are doing Bible study. Keep your concordance closed. Keep your Bible dictionary closed too. Wherefore he is able to save. Now, wherefore is another word you can use, is consequent upon this. Remember, there is a position that was taken in the previous verse. Is it not true? Now, consequent on that position, an ability was available. Where are you from? Are you a Nigerian? Who is a Cameroonian here or a Ghanaian? Or from anywhere that is not Nigeria? Okay. You are from Enugu State, right? Where? Where are you from? Ungwa now. You see Alangwa? Hey! Chaka, 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 chaka. You went with me now? Oh boy. Me and you and Buddha don't suffer for this journey. Let's not tell this story because people hear me a lot now. We tell this story. After some time, you will find out that some people that invite you in program, they don't want Jesus. They don't even want the life of the people to change. They just want program. Not even pop. They just want another program. Then after program, then another. So their whole thing is the program. We went for that program, we danced. They're dancing. I was saying, Jesus, make my anointing no leave. Help me. As they were doing this thing, the thing was going. It was removing small. I was praying. Hey. By the time they now finished dancing, doing everything, they now said, let's give the powerful man of God. And then they gave me around 1-2 in the night. And from experience, the hardest time to minister is 1-2-3-4 in the night. Anybody that can hold you at that time is not your mate. No, he's not your mate. If you think it's true, I will give you in the next 24 hours. You did not come now. I will give you around 1. Just lead us for 1 hour. Even your wife will sleep. I'm telling you. If I yourself leading it, we sleep. Because that time, everybody that has power is awake. Beyond the fact that nature is against you, even dark powers that operate, they are against you too. So even if you are able to conquer dark powers, what of your natural body, the flesh? It will be crying, give me sleep. Give me sleep. How many of you have heard that cry? Ogatio? Hey! Give me sleep. Ibanya alarm. Listen. It is a little. I want to teach. Give me another. By 7, start. Everybody that have done night vigil has the gift of word of knowledge. You have it. Let me tell you how you have it. If you have used alarm before, there is a way your alarm will ring. You will not open your eyes. You will not change your position. You will just do like this. And off it. How did you know where the alarm is? It is the gift of word of knowledge that you have. You are not using it. Jesus Christ. Do you or do you not have that gift? The flesh will come and contend. So it will mean that there is a capacity that is granted me. Now, in that meeting, after some time, when we started ministering, we found out that half of the people were witches. Some of them don't know, but they are eating witches. Your village. Do you say God wants to send you there? No. But God needs to help you. And it be like, that's why I've been trying to draw you to have weight. Draw you. But you are still feather. Make you not go like this. Oh. At least you still have tent. If they knock you, just rush back. If they hit you, just rush back. Let's organize emergency deliverance for you. Okay, look at my scripture. Back to my scripture. Wherefore he is able, consequent upon this, he received an ability. consequent upon this, he received what? An ability. So the reason why I was asking them, where are you from, is if somebody is from Enugu State, it means that, I don't know whether the laws have been changed, it means that you can contest for the governor of Enugu State, is it not true? Can a Kaduna man contest in Enugu State? I don't know. Is it possible? Is it possible? You have to be from that state. Are you getting the point? Follow me now. So, consequent upon the fact that you are from Enugu State, you now have the ability, innate ability to contest. So that's what this we are for. He is able to save. Follow my scripture now. I have started teaching now. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. This is complex scripture. This is actually complex. Even though you think it's easy. But it's not easy. It is complex. Because you will need a lot of grace in revelation for you to understand the words that is in the scripture. As a matter of fact, the translators many times, they stumble in trying to understand why certain words we have to repeat itself. Because if you look at it from the lingua aspect, it seems as if it's tautology. It will seem as if the whole thing is repeating itself. It seems as if two things should not be in the same place. You see, wherefore he that all those kind of stuff. He said, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Save them that come to God by him. This thing is complex. Or do you understand it? Huh? Get mic for him. You see, listen. I don't have time. Leave him. Elijah will take us away. Leave him. Now, it is not, this scripture is trying to say that he has taken upon him the burden of salvation. But the system of salvation, listen, one is the burden of salvation. Another is the system of salvation. So both the burden of salvation and the system of salvation is resting on him. So it will mean that there have been many times that God wanted to save and probably used other means. Are you getting the point now? But in this case now, the salvation that was made available was by him. He was the one that is trying to save you, but he's saving you by himself. It's not easy to understand this. I thought if I'm saving you, it means I'm saving you. No, the way God saves you is by giving you himself. That is how a man is saved in the context of this scripture. Are you getting the point? So it's not just enough that God saved a man or wants to save a man. The system of saving a man is by imparting himself, his life, inside you. And as a matter of fact, the experience of that salvation becomes an instant experience within your spirit. But when you give yourself to the teachings of the Spirit of God within your inner man, a season will come, that same salvation that first came upon your spirit will engulf every part of your being, and beyond your being will engulf the systems of the world. That is why the scripture said in the book of Romans chapter 8, it said, we ourselves, we do groan. So it became obvious that even creation was put subject to bondage. And according to that scripture, it said, not willingly. But him that did it in hope. Say after me, hope. So he did it in hope that when sons will manifest, that creation will begin to be liberated on the basis of their manifestation. Because the person that subjected such in hope has taken a cue to a principle that he set up in the spirit, which Satan actually took advantage of at the Garden of Eden. Because when man fell, everything that was connected to man also fell with man and began to misbehave. Are you getting the point? So that man assumes that if he also takes other things and put them subject to man in the salvation of man, if man decides to manifest the reality of his salvation within, Even the same creation that misbehaved because he fell will start behaving well because he has aligned. Are you getting the point? That is why when you begin to do the things that is correct, and begin to express the God life that is within you, a season will come, many things that will happen in your life, you never prayed for it. It is a consequence of the experience that is within. So that will mean that the answer that God has and the antidote that he has for everything that is not of him, that is of death, that is out of alignment, is the life that he gave to man. Inside that life, you don't have to say, I want to grow. No. Once the life is given appropriate conditions, the life is organic. It means it has a subconscious ability to begin to grow. And achieves its full potential. That we mean that the impartation of the life that we have when we got born again is like a seed, sometimes a seed. But when that seed entered inside, meanwhile, that seed is called perfecto. That is why many times when you see the word perfect in the scripture, it can mean either it is perfect in the sense that there is no addition to this. It contains all the full potentials that we need. It is also perfect because it can mean that it is now entered into completion or maturity. Meanwhile, when a man gets born again, the facility of life that God embedded in him through the reception of Christ as his Lord and Savior is such that it is perfect. Perfect in the sense that it doesn't need any addition. There is no other name given in heaven on earth whereby a man will be saved. There is no other salvation remaining. There is no other means. There is no additional thing that God needs to do to bring man to the point where he becomes what he originally intended for him. Except for the life that we received when we became born again. Follow me now. And that life entered and it was perfect, but it was not fully grown. So what we do now is not to force the life to grow, but to provide conducive environment. That conducive environment, we allow that life to begin to manifest the organic dimensions of the codings within it. Because that life has codings. Just like an apple seed. An apple seed has a code to become a tree, had a code to be sweet, had a code to have green color. Meanwhile, when you see it, it's small and perfect. But you will never know those possibilities. It is just potentials within. And many times when you look at it, it doesn't have anything to tell about where it is going. That is why, see, nobody can define a man that has not. Everything you are in the natural is off until you come under the government of the Christ. That is where you realize your potentials. Because these potentials are yours because of an inception, because of an advent. That advent started when a life entered you. And that life, when it begins to grow, it will make you into the man that God intended. There is a man that God intended, and he knew that your self-discipline cannot get you that. It is the life within that can get you that. Your self-discipline cannot get you anything, cannot get you deliverance, cannot get you anything, the life within. Your self-discipline cannot bring you to the stature that it takes to administrate the ruins of your destiny. It will take the life within. The cry of death and Satan, we cannot withstand it with the powers that we have in the natural. The best of us tried and then we failed. Sometimes we stand up and blame our fathers. They tried though. I say your father tried, but maybe he has for, but it's the life that can conquer. And if that life is not, in case somebody has it, is not allowed to find full expression, the extent to which the life is allowed expression, is the extent to which we experience the victory that is within that life. And that is why when a man receives that life, the possibilities of his expression is hanging upon a phenomenon in the scripture that is called faith. So when a man is trained in such a way that his faith grows, consequent upon the growth of that kind of faith is a growth and expression of the life that he received. So the life within grows consequent to the growth in faith. If you're with me, say amen. Amen. You see, I was teaching small so that we'll follow. Now, we have started. Meanwhile, we have not started. Now, he said, wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. This is a build up in Revelation. Hey! You are a lawyer now. This, you see this argument that is happening here. He first of all said this, and you agreed. He said, okay. He now said another one. Yeah, he's even saying wherefore. Is it not a legal language? Is wherefore not? Do you people not use it? Which one do you use? Huh? You used to use it.
Oh, wow.
Wherefore, he now added another one. And now say, seeing he ever liveth. I want to ask you, this guy writing this thing, did you see with him? This man is assuming a lot that you have seen. Have you seen? We need to humble ourselves. Because, I don't know, they didn't tell us who wrote this, but the language is completely like Paul's language. Huh? So, this is how Paul behaves in his revelation. He will come and say, knowing that. I say, who know? I say, me, I never know. I will take the scripture and begin to pray. Let me know this thing. It's in my head. I don't know. Paul said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? I will give you to know that 80% of believers doesn't know this. Because he made a statement to prove that if actually you know it, this is how your life should be. So you say you know and your life is like this. Do you know? So when Paul said, know ye not, brothers and sisters, let's agree that we don't know. So this man says, seeing he ever liveth. Have you seen it? Because I want to teach something about intercession. He says, seeing he ever liveth. If you did not see this thing that Paul saw, it will be hard for you to be engaged in the ministry of intercession. If you did not see this build up that I brought to you, I started from an eternal point of view. Started showing you basis. Are you getting the point? Step after step. Some of you are even lost in this step. But I have builded it. I was showing you. He said, seeing he ever liveth. He said that, remember what we read in the other former verse. The kind of priesthood that he have. And based on that, he said, wherefore he is able to save. Not just save for 3 months. Not just be able to save the children of Israel for the 40 years that he was alive in the wilderness. That is Moses. Because the Bible said that the Lord bore the children of Israel on angels' wings. Is it angels' wing or eagle's wing? Who can remember? Eagle's wing. I've forgotten the place again in the scripture. The Bible was making an allusion that eagle's wing is a person. Huh? Do you know the eagle's wing is not one eagle doing like this? Eagle fly, yo. That eagle is a man. And that man is Moses. In fact, it was Paul that came and told us that those men that passed through that Red Sea, that they were baptized into Moses. I said, what is this? So it will mean that such as we were in Christ, every man that was in the wilderness in the day of Moses, what? Do you know the reason why God also told Moses, stay aside, let me wipe out these people and raise another nation for you? Because God is not seeing any member of the children of Israel directly. He's seeing them through Moses. He's seeing them from the lenses of Moses. So as far as God is concerned, by that passing through the Red Sea, all of them were baptized into Moses, and God began to deal with them in one man, Moses. And as far as God is concerned, Moses is equal to all of them. So, Moses was moving through the wilderness as one man, but he's bearing millions of people in his belly. As a man of stature. I will still show you. Another requirement for intercession is stature. As a matter of fact, the higher you grow in stature, the more you receive. In fact, the basis of growth in God, stature in God, the fundamental reason is for intercession. All the men of rank, the patriarchs of faith, when their stature was manifested, the greatest was in intercession. I will here show you. Men like Abraham, what he was manifesting was stature. I hope you know. You cannot pray that kind of prayer that Abraham prayed, though. It is not a prayer based on longevity. There was a sister that came here and she wanted to die here. And I prayed one prayer. Then we prayed. Other people were praying. Suddenly, the Holy Ghost put a prayer in my mouth. I went to her and said, I intervene in the name of Jesus. Me now. I said, me. I what? Intervene. So, what am I doing by saying that? So, it will mean that this case now, Christopher cannot intervene in it. Have you seen a dispute? Many people will be trying to settle it. You are, who is this guy to even be telling me what to do or not what to do? Imagine if you have a case and some of those boys are trying to, and then you see me and I appear and say, God's love, what is happening? Will you or will you not hear? Huh? Why will you hear me? After me, stature. It means that I have the capacity to call your attention. It has happened to me. I've seen it many times. Some people will want to come and say, since when did this one have? Is when you work with somebody, have impact and impute in a person's life for long. He has seen the proof. He has seen the impact. When you now tell him, Chica, give us your television. And then your television got lost. You will not kill us. Give us your television and then Precious Okafor and his colleagues and all the people in media, they now lost your, and then it would have been them against you. And I don't know, but whatever you want to do, you are not just considering them. You are considering me too. You are considering God too. So it will mean that left for you and then they might not be able to put mouth in that discussion. Are you getting where I'm going now? But stature brought Abraham. Remember, in the same place that Abraham was interceding was where Lot was living. Can you remember? They did not even call Lot to the discussion table. Meanwhile, he is the one implicated. You are not getting my point. Men have to rise in rank. Part of the reason why nobody has been able to intervene in your family is not because your family members are not praying. Every morning they are praying, God, change the situation of our. What God is looking for is one man of stature. Eh? Are you people not praying in your family? Why is it that nothing has changed? What they are waiting for is not more prayer, is stature. A man that can actually rise in the spirit where he can intervene. Eh? Where you are praying from, they are not hearing you. You have not heard one of the purposes of fast in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. Fasting amplifies your voice. Said your voice will be heard on high in the day you fast. That will mean that me and you, we can be groaning. Wah. And then, where your voice should be heard, your voice is sounding like, and then another man's voice, you see, ba, ba, ba. And then where are you? I have not seen you since Sonship Conference. Maybe you and this sister, now will now be, and then she'll be groaning, 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 you will be groaning. They'll be saying, since the two of you are holding hands and I'm praying, let's assume that you are praying the same thing. They will be answering her prayer because of you. Because they assume all of you are what? Praying the same thing. It will mean that your voice is not heard. Huh? There are cases that we arise in family. You will beg your father. There is one I was begging my father not to flog me. My father told me that this begging and begging him is why he will flog me. That this begging, he said, I was not me. I was not me. I must flog you. I continued dodging, until my mother came back. When my mother came back, she did not stop it. But when they flog, my father said he will flog 12. And if my father says it, he likes flogging. he flocked 12. So when he went, he came to 3. My mother now said, happens here, happens here, happens here. Oh boy, I quickly migrated. Guess what? The man actually happens here, the thing. It's after me, stature. I put it to you that you don't have enough stature to intervene. That's why when we come to for intercession sometimes, we don't rush into intercession direct. We connect to high power line. Many times, the reason why we have to come to tent to pray some kind of prayer is to take advantage of corporate rank in the spirit. Because only you cannot be able to deliver such a matter for your family. Meanwhile, God needs to intervene in your family this year. Eh? And you cry to God and say, help us, help us. He said, come to 10. Come to Newe. Come to Newe. You are still in your family. He said, you are following us online. Meanwhile, I told you, come to Newe. That's where sufficient stature and rank is. You meet men that have your friends. Not necessarily me. Men that have journeyed in the spirit. One day you will be praying and Jasper will hold your hand. Gotuku will hold your hand. And then Dennis will hold your hand. Four of you are prayer partners. Suddenly they arise to their place because they know where they are going. And you are with them. Even if you are a chicken. If you stay around eagles, you will fly with them. I prefer to be... It's better to be a chicken around eagles than to be an eagle around chickens. Suddenly, you people will stay there. You that after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you'll be tired. You see men that can hold it like this. And then, when you do it for 3 days, bedpans, you will now dream where somebody is now warning you. So, you have now started praying. This thing you are doing, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Why didn't they tell you since? They don't know you. Is now that your business started counting in the spirit. I will wait. Men of rank, men of stature. The same city that, in fact, the city was Lot's own city. You know, some men of God, they will say, my territory, my territory, my territory. When things begin to happen, it became obvious that nobody within the territory can bring redemption. They have to import cargoes from outside. Eh? Abraham was where he was. And the people going to do something in your own territory, they did not tell you. They did not tell you what they are doing. They went to a man that is... Do you know what the Bible said? He said the man was taking fresh air outside. And they told Abraham, how can we do this thing without telling Abraham, our friend? It will defy the order of rank and stature. The parliament will call the matter to books. Eh? If we engage on this matter without informing Abraham. Because Abraham is a parliamentarian. Eh? He is a man of the courts. He has treaded the courtroom of heaven. That when even you will realize this by his response when the matter was presented to him. When the matter was presented to him, his experience in the court of heaven came to bear. He knew based on his experience that this matter can still be intervened in. Meanwhile, when the man came, he said, this is what we want to do. Listen to me. Heaven, they have decided on what they want to do and they sent out executioners. But when they have sent executioners, but when they met Abraham along the way, eh? He is not a normal senator. Eh? There are many people that are parliamentarians, but there are certain men there. They are key men in the parliament. Eh? Some of them are chief whip. Some of them are minority leaders. Some of them are majority leaders. Abraham is a majority leader. Katuba Kabai. One man can stand for a whole people. He's a majority leader. He said, how can we do this? If we do it and then come back, we cannot prove it before the courts. We cannot prove it before the parliament that we pass through the territories that is, how is it called? It is an auxiliary to his own territory. And we did not inform him. May you rise in intercession. The proof you have risen is that nothing will escape your intercessory altar. Before anything will go wrong, you will know. But Satan just wake up and kill somebody in your family. It is because we have no reason to the rank. Except probably you allowed it to. There are cases you allow. Like they told their lie. He said, whatever is good before you, Lord, what? Do. So that man, in my own opinion, he doesn't even like his sons. It's just that he doesn't have inogel liver. He doesn't have the will to deal with his children by himself. So he allowed God to deal with them. Watch. You know what you do? Join me in 15 minutes. Wherefore, okay, seeing he ever lived to make intercession for who? For them. Listen, are you seeing what is playing out here? Did you see what is happening here? Now, this is an explanation of the organic experience of salvation. Listen, are you with me? Listen, I thought Jesus had died. Pay attention. Remember, the context of this scripture is what? Salvation. Huh? But Jesus have died and paid for your sin and resurrected everything. Are you getting what I'm saying? But the Bible is saying, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that came unto God by him. And he's saying the reason why he is able to do this is what? Seeing. Are you seeing scripture progression? Seeing he ever lived to make intercession. So what is this scripture talking about? I thought Jesus have died and saved you. Atonement, everything complete. But the Bible is saying, seeing he ever lived. So the scripture is saying that the life he is now living now is unto one purpose. Eh? And that purpose is to save. And the structure by which this kind of salvation will be ministered is what? Say after me, intercession. Let me tell you something. It takes intercession for you to live the destiny that is your own. Do you know that the reason why many people fail in their destiny is because there is not much intercession for them? There is no intercession. Have you noticed that a prophet will come and say, this is what God wants to do? Many times it doesn't happen. Why? There is no intercession. Many times we see the greatness that God wants to manifest through our life, but it never comes to pass. Why? There is no intercession. Meanwhile, are you getting the point? Meanwhile, it is not a debatable fact that captured in your ordination is this kind of throne, is this kind of ministry, is this kind of manifestation. Why are you not seeing it now? Huh? See, because between your ordination and its manifestation is many things involved. What intercession does, listen to me. What intercession does is to manipulate is to manipulate things to favor your ordination. Huh? You see, technically, in principle, your destiny cannot be changed. But experimentally, it can be changed. I'm trying to get you to understand. It is not as if it is changed. But in an attempt to execute it, are you getting the point? Something can happen that can make it not to work out again. And many times, sometimes what Satan does is just to manipulate your choice making. Are you getting my point? Are you married? Are you up to 30 years? Are you up to 28? Good! What I want here is young men, people like High Boy. I need young men between the age of 24 and 32. Are you getting the point? That kind of church, like 70%, they'll be like 300 or 500 here. That kind of ministry is rare. I don't want to say the rest that happens when that kind of thing is possible. Because those days, while we are young in the faith, there are some churches that advise us to, they advise young ladies to go to if you want to be married. It's actually wisdom. I know the sisters will be born now. Let the wise one pick my wisdom. There is, in the rules of engagement, there is what is called the rule of positioning. You want to marry a prayerful and sincere man, and you are inquire where they don't pray. How will you find a man? Except your choir master is a prayer person. Just be in choir and marry somebody that can sing. The two of you will be singing. So it's good. If it's not that Jubilee came here now, you know, your prayer life is dead. And you are dressing like a man of God and you are singing. So you probably say, I want to, meanwhile, why am I using you? Ask that young man that is 18 to 20 years that is talking about marriage and woman. If they give him woman, what will he do with the woman? Because there is nothing. If what you do with a woman is to sleep with a woman, that's what you think they do with a woman, is abuse. Something is wrong with your mind. That's the least thing a woman is called to do. That's to prove to you now that you don't have need. You don't have need. You have not located your calling, located your mission, your vision. You have not worked towards it. You don't need a woman. What will you do with him? With her? She's supposed to follow somebody that has a vision. You don't sweet them. Make we move. So, how did I get here? Help me. So, you are 28 years. There is a point I wanted to make with you. I need to make that point. Thank you. It's still the same relationship and marriage. You are 28 years old now. Remember I was talking about your destiny not being able to be changed in principle. But experimentally can be changed. And one of the things that can affect it is choice. Imagine if you marry the wrong person.
I can't imagine it though.
Yes. You know, you will not know until you now marry. Because there is this thing that happens to people's head that tells them to become another person when you marry. Especially if you are a lady. Once they marry, something tells them, when the battle is over, I don't know why it's inside their head. Every young lady is there. Whether you believe it or not, it's there. Something is telling them, labor and marry. Then then start tying wrapper up and down. If you don't tie wrapper, how will they know you are the madam of the house? Hey, all you sisters, all this wrapper ministry, I ban you in the name of Jesus. What did the man see? That thing he saw. That way you were looking when he married you. Just because he's now praying and being that thing. Niko Baha Sitaka. He needs to be seeing it. He might not pressure you so that they will not say he's disturbing you. But there was something the P taught us many years ago. He said, you are not taking care of yourself. Didn't you notice your husband is always watching television and he likes the people he sees? Why do you think he likes those people he's seeing? You know, I did not know that thing until one elderly deacon in my church. We normally do contribution after Sunday school in my church. He was doing contribution. He said some women that the problem. When I'm looking at him, I said, this man cannot be seeing this kind of thing. He cannot. He's already, you know, are you with me? He said, some women, that they will not even change their hair is smelling. They will carry it and they will now be praying. I said, So this man is interested in smelling hair. As old as he is. And you say, you're not married. You want to pack bus. Young man, don't marry a woman that will pack bus after marrying the person. I disappointed my sisters now. Anybody that is planning to pack bus, you can know now, not when you marry. There is a mindset they have. There is a mentality they have. I'm not teaching about relationship, but I cannot survive this long if I don't know something. I'll survive all kinds of things. I can see danger 3 months before it will come. It has helped me a lot. One day, I will begin to tell you people what I know. Even though I've been telling some of my brothers in the secret, like I've saved you 3 times. They want to sell him. They are going to the market to sell him. The only thing that saved him is that I was on the road going to the market. I said, Oga. Oga, what are you doing on top of? You know, because I'm not the only one that saw it. He posted it and said, if I help him, how many of us? Are we there or not there? He said, if I help him, I went to his inbox and said, I will not save him. May you have somebody that will stop you on the way. So, the first thing, of course, the looks is very important. Very, very important. But that is what we call character. But even me, if I say this now, people will say, but the way I see things is different from the way people see things. What I prioritize the most when I see a young lady is your mindset. A set of mindset you have. There are people that cannot get themselves to think in a particular way. It's a big problem. See, if somebody can think correctly, he can become anything. It will even become easy for you to mold your character. So when you see such people, when you tell them, if the person is overweight, you tell the person, Kai, this is your weight. The person will see with you. But when you tell the wrong person, she will be offended. You don't need that kind of people. And if you're a guy, you can't receive it too. You are the wrong kind. Something is wrong with your mind. When you tell, even when you say something bad to those people, they take it up as a challenge, not as offense. I tell you the truth. There are people like that. I'm like that. When you come and tell me, this one, you can't do this. This one is like this. Even if it is true. You know the way I work? Even if it is true. I said, okay, no problem. I'll just take it and go and work on it. 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 By the time you come back 3 months later, 6 months later, more often than not, I'll be better than you in that thing. But you tell another damn self, she will be offended. It's not about the thing, it's about your mind. So you, that thing they told you can either keep you down or take you up. You have a mindset, when they throw stone at you, what do you do with the stone? You throw back. Many, I know you said no, but many people throw back. If you throw stone, the right mindset will take the stone and build yourself. If you know how hard I've worked on myself, you won't believe it. Beyond ministry. I have to go and source information where it is far. The only way you will know that we are at Newe is some of you that is here. People following us online, this place doesn't look like. I say many of my people in this town, they see me. I said, Nako Bose Bata. They asked me, when did you come back? In other words, I'm not with them. If you see this work online, does it look like what they are doing here? That means, even though I'm here physically, where is my mind? My mind is not here. If they tell you you can't do it, what do you do? Make sure it doesn't affect your mind. In fact, in warfare, Satan will defeat you in the mind first before he will ever defeat you. He will tell you, look at you. Others are saying, if others are coming out, even you are coming. Come, go and sit down. Are you not the one we beat black and blue? You remember how it was last time you tried to do 3 days dry? You know how you ended. You ended in the hospital. You are almost dead. Your mother came and rescued you. Look at you. You are going down. Or I'll check your tummy. It's numb. The thing is coming small. That was how he came before. When it happens that way, should I tell you one secret? That one now is a battle of words. You say, Satan, come on. Because Satan is sometimes is like a rabid dog. Don't give him cancer. Come, get out. Come, others are talking. You are talking. Just because I'm alone. Wait till you bed pants now. During the time of groaning, come and talk. Have you not noticed? When it's time for groaning, he will be silent. When you now get home to rest, he will come and be telling you one thing. One small pain we now do here. Say, tangoli go. He's now back. He's back. I told you. You think he's to go to revival tent and be praying? I'm back. You can't take me. The thing will be telling you. You will be hearing the voice like a man. He'll be telling you, I'm back. Your prayer can't take me away. If it is true, why is he telling you now? Why is he telling you if it is true? He wants you to believe it. Once you believe it, he will establish himself. If you continue knocking it off from experience, depending on how good you are, it will never last the night. Never. It will never last the night. People like me, it doesn't last more than 5 minutes. But there is one I fought the other day. It lasted for 4 hours. I said, what is this? I just knew that they are cooking for me in an altar. I left my Bible study and said, God, I was doing Bible study for long. As I do Bible study, I will release some utterance, pray in tongues, The thing became much. I said, no, I found one place.
knelt down like this. I said, "Thou." When I did it, "Thou," the thing said, "Easy, easy, easy. Somebody cannot joke with you." There is a way Satan will pinch you like this. You now go on 3 days there. You say, "Organ, easy now." You know, there is a way Satan will do something. In response, you now overdo it. You say, "Somebody cannot joke with this sister again. Just small oppression. Just because we did you like this in the night. You went on 3 days dry fasting. Don't you know how the other sister do it? She will say minus Jesus, minus Satan plus Jesus. And then we stay or pray for 1 hour. But you went on 3 days dry just because you noticed small thing. Somebody cannot play with you again. Don't play with demons and Satan. You know the way you hit Satan. You hit Satan in such a way that he cannot come back again. When he hears your name. I was watching one video. They wanted to kill one lady that wanted to give birth. Huh? He said, "Call Mama Dura for me." Mama Dura now came. You know what is Adura now? Mama Prayer. Beyond Mama Nkechi, may you become Mama Adura. But I know that ladies prefer to become Mama Lawyer. Is it not true? Huh? But answer Mama Adura first, though. When the demons tormenting the woman heard, the Mama Adura has not appeared, though. They said, "Call Mama Adura for me." All of them say, "Hey, Mama Adura, easy now. We just call smaller people so that we will wrestle with. Why Mama Adura?" Because there are names that have tormented Satan for too long. That's why sometimes if something is happening, you now say, "Apostle Edu is my father." The demon will run. You don't know why. Part of the reason is how I dealt with him the last time. We crossed paths. He's still bearing the scar. Some of them, their hand is still hanging. From the brutality I gave them. "Oh, guy, don't smile." All this my smile ends here. I don't smile. Don't. It's with you I'm smiling. Sorry. Now look at my scripture as I end. "Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us." Now, the reason why I went this path is that Jesus ascended all ranks. I hope you know. According to the scripture, he ascended to the highest of the highest of the place possible. The reason why the scripture uses such language is because of want of better words to use. Huh? When he ascended that place, he said he now lives to make what? Intercession. And the reason why he's making intercession is to make sure that the things he bought potentially for you, the ordinations you have potentially in him, becomes something that is experimentally fulfilled in your life. Are you not getting the point? Because if you are just left for yourself, one mistake in choice making can veer you off from fulfilling the ordination that is yours in Christ. One choice you will still fulfill, but your fulfillment will be measured 40%. Do you know the testimony about John? The Bible said that John is supposed to manifest the spirit and power of Elijah. He had the spirit good enough, but there is also power is in him. But they said, "Well, as far as we are concerned, you have done the major reason why we brought you. The major reason is to baptize and identify the Messiah." He said, "Okay, so you can die now." Are you getting the point? Do you know intercession can make your life easier than it is now? Let me tell you why.
Your life, if you go to, the reason why, when you pray, when you don't intercede for much concerning your life, or people don't intercede for you, God will reduce your life to the barest minimum, allowable to make you still be able to fulfill at least the major thing that he has called you to do. Are you getting the point? Now, for a man, there are many things that you can achieve per time. But there is the one thing that is the most important. Follow me. Huh? For Jesus, there are many, I hope you know that there are many things he did. But the most important is for him to die. But I hope you know, inclusive in what he's supposed to do, is to leave for us a pattern. So that in many cases, we don't need to ask, what should we do concerning this matter? All we need to do is to look upon Jesus and how he lived. And then we take a cue from it. Are you getting the point? But let's assume Jesus did not do any of them and he was able to die for us and resurrect. I hope you know he did what he should do. But in many cases, we'll be lacking in what it takes to make reference. Huh? So God is looking for a man that will arise, not just as a pillar in the gospel, but he's looking for a man that will arise as a pillar in politics, as a pillar in many things around your life. It is not the plan of God that you should arise and your children, you will be struggling with their school fees. Meanwhile, if you struggle with their school fees and you are still able to execute the most important thing, heaven will say, but intercession can take care of it. Because it is not necessarily that it is the plan of God for your life to become that way. It is just that you chose, the accumulation of your choices and postures and positions and attitude that you took in life put you in such a position, put you, gave you such an experience. Are you getting the point? When a man decides not to have less than God has ordained for him, then that man has to pay a price for it. I'm saying somebody like Jesus, before he came upon the face of the earth, God locked up a woman for 80 years. And what the woman is doing is intercession. Anna. Simeon was there. They said, God said, Oga, you will not die. The man said, I want to. He said, you will not die. When they gave birth to Jesus, he said, now my eyes have seen the salvation of Israel. Now let us thy servant go in peace. That will mean that before some destinies will cross this earth, God, though, is the one that is trying to execute his plan. He will have to put some people as intercessors. And that is why, sometimes, if there is something, maybe physically a child you need, maybe your priesthood is not correct and strong enough to bring forth that kind of child because of the destiny that child is carrying. It will seem as if God allows Satan to be doing some things. Look away from what Satan is doing and look at what God is now doing. Did you notice something? That you have prayed more than you would have prayed. You are not with me. You have gone deep in God concerning the matter more than you would have done. Are you telling me that if the child appears now, that he will be normal? Why? Prayer and intercession has made a lot of way for that kind of person. When men give themselves to intercession, many destinies will be fulfilled. The project of God running from eternity is riding on intercession. And it is so important that when Jesus rose in rank, the number one heavenly ministry that is executing is intercession. As a matter of fact, the proceeds of redemption that is supposed to bring salvation to men in the full measure, spirit, soul, and body. The Bible is saying that thing now is because he said, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession. That is why those things that he said he will do, he is now doing it. As a matter of fact, we cannot become anything in God except for what Christ is. And what we call ministry is an excerpt from the ministry of the Christ. That will mean that no man has a ministry except for something that left Christ. So, are you getting the point? Intercession is the supreme ministry that is found within the Godhead. Intercession. Because now, the project of the Godhead is purpose. Say after me, purpose. what is guiding everything they are doing is purpose. So they need their purpose to be accomplished. Meanwhile, many times they are dealing with men. And because they are dealing with men, there are many variables and conditions that they cannot control because of the choices and inconsistencies and weaknesses that is given to humanity. Are you getting the point? So intercession have to be made. And intercessors have to be recruited to one end. That the purpose that is already there. That the potentials, that the inheritance, that the possibilities that is already in God, that He has already kept for us, can come to fulfillment. So God said, your children will stay 400 years in the land of Egypt. 420 years later, they are still there. What is missing? A man is missing. Until a day came, the Bible said, I have heard the cry of my children in the land of Egypt. That means that it was when intercession rose to heaven that God came back to establish the world. He said He wanted to do it. Why is He not doing it? I will show you the reason why. Because everything God is doing issues out of His person. Can you understand this? That is why in Christendom, in the kingdom, we live correctly when what we do issues out from inside of us. It is a consequence of the life that we have within. Are you getting the point? It is not that, you know, you can pray prayer by discipline and prayer by the help of the Holy Spirit. Discipline can produce result. But what God intends, the prayer that achieves His purpose fully, is the one we pray because we are enabled. So, when you sleep, you have to sleep by the Holy Ghost. When you eat, you do what? Eat by the Holy Ghost. You will not be a glutton if you eat by the Holy Ghost. When you do business, you do by the Holy Ghost. Let's assume you bought goods for 500. And then, because they don't know where to buy it, you are now selling it 5,000. Are you selling by the Holy Ghost? You know, some people can't preach this kind of my message. You know, I'm at Nnewi. Hey, Ndi Mafia, I have a quorum meeting. Ndi Mafia, I have a man of God. I say you bought for 200 and then you are selling for 20,000. Are you selling by the Holy Ghost? Yes. 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 Sometimes before you fix price, ask the Holy Ghost, where are we supposed to fix this price? Because let's assume everything is not for gain. Gain is powerful, but everything. Let's assume me, I need that your shoe. And what I have is 7,000. And then the Holy Ghost told you, oh yeah, write 7,000. You now did calculation. So let me increase my tithe for Papa. I need to be supporting his ministry. Madam, keep your money. You now put 7,500. When I ask you, say 7,500 last. I will use my money and do another thing. Meanwhile, I need a shoe and God wants me to get one. And He's hoping that if you wrote the price by the Holy Ghost, it will be what? 7,000. Just enough for me to afford it. So the life we are supposed to live should be a consequence of what is inside. Even if you don't think so, that is how your father lives, your father in heaven. He lives as a result of his nature, his life. That is what powers his responses concerning every matter. And if it is true, I want to read the scripture and then I will end. Show me that my Isaiah, where I should have started, is where I'm going to. No. We have not touched a few things. Give me sound, soft. Give me my Isaiah now. Give me verse. Give me verse 21. But there, if you are there, say amen. Are you there? Open, be fast. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers, streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. Verse 22. Listen. If your Bible is your own, pay attention to this scripture. For the Lord is our what? Underline it. Number two. The Lord is our what? Two. The Lord is our what? He will save us. Let's read it again. One, two, ready, go. So the Lord is three things to us, and you need to if you will be able to relate with the nature of God, you will have to understand the Lord as these three expressions in the context of these three expressions. So you will know why God have to walk in a certain way, where certain things are allowable, why things have to happen in a certain way. And this thing now is something that flowed out of the nature of God. He said, for the Lord is our what? Judge. One. For the Lord is our what? The Lord is our what? So what does it mean to be a judge? The judge here talks about the justice system. That this speaks about justice. The second one talks about the fact that God is a God of principle laws. God is a parliamentarian. God is a lawyer. Do you know how I see myself when I do intercession? I see myself wearing a wig. And I hope you know, many times when we ascend high in the spirit, something will appear in this altar. What appears in this altar is a maze. When a maze appears, what does it mean? That men are called to the parliament. That every participant in that meeting is a parliamentarian. On that day, our job is to make laws. And you have to know that one of the ways to bring down the power of a law many times is not to take away the present law, is to make a higher law. When you make a higher law, at the advent of a higher law, it has superimposed, it has disannulled the possibility. Meanwhile, because the former law is still in place, anybody that has not gotten into the knowledge of the new law that has been brought into existence can still be held bound by the powers of the former law. So when a maze appears, it means that parliaments have appeared, that we have formed the quorum. There is what we call quorum in the spirit. We have formed the quorum, and what we can do now is legislation. And anything we say will be established as a law in the spirit, and men can use it as charters to bring down the hand of God in lands, in territories. It will mean that such a thing and such a matter will be respected by any power, any demon, any devil, even angels. When angels see the content of that charter, they will obey. They will begin to respond to you. You will think it's because you became a new person, but it's simply because you participated in a parliament. And when you came there, the maze was available. On that day, what happened is that the Lord appeared as the lawgiver. And when he appeared, his maze appeared, and he gave a law. When we finished the First Sonship Conference in 2019, you know that time that we went on the road and put our hand,
suddenly a vision appeared, and what we saw was when Jesus stood on a high place, and then he had an audience like the people here. And in that audience, do you know who was his audience? The demons and powers. He was giving them like moral instruction. It was a new martial law that was given to demons, and the instruction is, allow this man to prosper in this land. It was there that I realized that our engagement in this land will prosper. You know, you can do ministry in a land, but you have not entered the land. After 5 years, you will find out you are doing ministry as an outsider. Your engagement cannot touch the root of the foundation of the territory. And there are certain men that will never respond, and there are certain things that can never respond to you. It will, that's why there is a way I pray. Oh, I ask God, make me an earth moving machine. When I strike, let my weight be felt in the foundations. It is only foundational matters that can respond to the things that we carry in the spirit. In such a mood, we will be able to achieve much for God. Because there is a way you will rise in your family. You will become part of the foundational fathers. What does it mean to say you are a foundational father? It is not because you are one of the people that started. It is because you are one of the people that poured your soul into the ground to make sure that the system that powers that oppression is formed. They cannot deconstruct the mystery that causes for the manifestation without finding you in the fabrics. You are woven there. So when I kneel down and I groan in this land, my soul is poured to it. It finds inroad into the farm. How did it happen? A martial law was given. The maze of God appeared first time in that our sonship conference. That's why our sonship conference is not a meeting. It's a system that God used to overturn things in the territory, to bring cargoes. If he wants to smuggle things, smuggle people, he will be waiting. And then he uses that opportunity to smuggle it. New martial laws. Then we began to engage. Even though we were here doing bed packs, the first bed packs we did here, there was no seat. I didn't have any seat. We are sitting on the ground. Until this man went and borrowed his pastor's seat, 9 in number, B6 in number. His pastor, after some time, said, come and give me back my seat. We started sitting on the ground. We sat on the ground here. But we know we have formed the quorum in the spirit. The maze is available. Anytime we climb high in the spirit, the maze will appear and another law will be made. Because why? The Lord our God is what? A lawgiver. And the possibility of riding that dimension is riding upon the fact that God is that kind of person. It flowed out of his nature to make things consistent, to make things faithful, to make things stable. That is why he has to bind it with the law. Guess what? Satan knows too that God likes stability. That God likes consistency. If you go to the spirit realm, there are languages that is held high in their midst. One of it is consistency. There is nothing that sweetens, that gladdens the spirit dimension like men that operate on this earth in the layer of consistency. There is nothing a man does on this earth consistently over time that a spirit will not come and help you. Whether you agree that you are being helped or not, doesn't matter. If Satan wants to look for men to make rich, he waits for the people that are consistent in doing one thing. He cannot choose you. You are not consistent. The Lord is our King. What does he suggest to you? Serve after me, government. But that's not where I'm going. It will take my time. Where I'm going is the law is what? Our judge. Talking about the justice system. You see, intercession is taking advantage of the justice system of God to solicit for intervention for a person, for a matter, or for a territory. You see, if it is not that there is something that is within the nature of God that allows for a possibility, it is an effort in futility. As a matter of fact,
from the scripture we read in the book of Hebrews, it became obvious that God himself engages in this kind of ministry. Intercession puts things in order. I can intercede for you. Do you know you can also intercede for to a human? Human beings intercede to their fellow humans. Let me give you an example. Have you seen a young man that is misbehaving? When he comes back, his father will say, "I will disown you, I will do." The mother will now say, "Just take it easy with him. He's still young. Give him 1 year, he will understand. Eh? Let's try another school." How many of you were like that? "Let's try another school. He might get better." What is that in? Self-term intercession. That thing is intercession. It might not be to God, but it's to a man. Because that man is having what it takes to empower your destiny. But the way your life is turning out, it seems as if it is not possible that what was given to you will be lived out. Another person stands by the side and says it's still possible. Huh? Can we add more water for him? Can we give him 2 more years? Can we give him more grace? Can we show him more mercy? Huh? Are you getting the point now? Self-term intercession. Can we take him to revival hub? Meanwhile, maybe he will change. Eh? So, if we take him to revival hub and he lives in tents for 1 year and he's tall and dark and he doesn't change, what can we still do for him? Huh? Because it's possible that his intercession that brought him. Intercession brings you to the point where you are able to execute a purpose. Meanwhile, it is because God sustains a nature to be just. That is why we can solicit. You can't take intercession away from I will still show you some things. The requirements for intercession, one of these is knowledge. An intercessor is like an attorney. And that is why anywhere you see mighty feats of intercession, every man or woman that stood at that plane was adjudicating like an attorney. Look at Luke chapter 18 verse 1. The Bible said, an unrighteous judge. That word judge has already shown you that it's a court session. Is it not true? And that woman is an attorney. It's both. It so happens that she's both an attorney and a plaintiff. Am I correct? Who is a plaintiff? The person, the two sides of the case. The person making the demand, Abi. I'm correct now. Because she's supposed to have somebody to speak for her, but she's speaking for herself. So she's both the attorney and what? The plaintiff. Sometimes it happens like that. Many times, do you know it is because of the intercessory ministry of Jesus that you became an intercessor? Huh? That's actually what I'm trying to say. There can't be an intercessor here if there is no intercessor there. It is because there is an intercessor. We are recruited into the highest office. Do you know, I ask myself the question. Huh? What ministry can we do and do it beyond this earth? Is it teaching Bible? You get that there is no need. Because you will know him. All this trying to know him is because of the things that the limitations captured in this realm. Is he healing? Is he miracle? Is he being rich? There is no night there. There is no sickness there. Guess what? There is still a progression in purpose. And as long as there is a progression in the purpose of God, there is still need for intercession. Do you know it is intercession that implicates people, implicates beings in the execution of the purpose of God?
There is a way you will give yourself to intercession. God must use somebody that is connected to you. It's not possible. There is a way you give yourself to intercession. I tell you. If you can't find anybody directly connected to you to use, when you are about to die, one young man will now come and be washing your clothes, be serving you. When you now want to go, you say, "Mam, Kachineke Gozie." They will now say, "Bah, we have gotten it." They will now sign check for the boy. Sign check, sign check, sign check, sign check. Sign like 100. All the checks we are not able to catch. And then you will appear on the face of the earth and be executing your destiny. Where other people are making mistakes, you don't make mistake. You have done things that killed other people. Why didn't you die? Intercession. 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 Meanwhile, people that have no intercessors, small thing, they will die. When they want to kill people, when children were dying, Rachel was crying for her children. Satan, Herod slaughtered all the small children. Do you know why? They don't have intercessors. When they gave birth to Jesus, before they gave birth to him, from the womb, before he appeared, Anna was interceding. Daddy, Baba, Jesus, you will not die in the hand of Herod. Because intercession travels to your future and handles anything there. I was praying with some of my people, and then a woman of God started showing her some vision. The woman of God saw 4 years into my future, 2 years into my future. I said, "What is this?" So we saw, I'm not saying God said he would know, the woman actually saw 4 years. So we started praying for that 2, 3, 4 years. So by the time we appear in 4 years, we appear as men that we don't appear surprised, because what? Intercession has gone ahead. So if the purposes of God is not finding expression in Igbo land, what was the problem? I didn't hear you. What was the problem? That means intercession has not gone ahead. What we had is just what God wants to do, but we did not have intercessions that can bear forth the desires that is in the heart of God. Intercessors. Intercessors. So are you seeing why intercessors are paramount in God's agenda? He raised them higher than anything, because God is not loyal to you, Henry. He is loyal to his purpose. So he will start being loyal to you when you are in line with his purpose. So he'll be supporting you, doing many things for you, not necessarily because of Henry as a man, but because you have devoted yourself to make sure that his purpose is established. Are you getting the point? When an intercessor is interceding, that is a man that has vowed by his altar that the purpose of God must find expression. How do you think God will take that man? If you see a man that all the time, all he wants is for you to succeed, he can do anything to make you to succeed. How will you take that man? Intercessors are the heartbeat of God. Because if they are not there, it will seem as if God will be, he want to do something, but it will not yet happen. Why? Intercessors are missing. The days of God is still yet lacking, because intercessors have not arisen. You know, Satan is not happy by this thing I'm teaching you, but you might not know. Can you pray for 3 minutes? There is warfare in the heaven now because of this my teaching. Jones, can you pray? God, let's partner with God. I partner with you, Jesus. Hold the hands of your neighbor as you're sitting. The scripture said, if two or three of you shall agree concerning a matter,
We leverage on the corporate rank.
Fatai, betakata, adem betekatina ba, fabatam tele betekupatata, kata 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 ka, kata kapa kapa kata kapa kata. We insist that the day of God will come. We insist in the lives of men. We insist in families. We insist in the land. We insist in Eastern Nigeria. We insist. Though we are different men, as humans, we come as one, as a corporate entity. With one voice, we cry, we cry, we cry. Yes, uncle!
Brother, sister, in the family, in the territory, in this land, let there be a tectonic shift in the territory. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, arise, arise, arise. Awake, awake.
Papa, Fete Capoli, Amrata Papa, Makata Papella, Apapana, Apapana, Apapapa, Apapana, Apapapa, Apapapa, Bata Papa, Sana Papa, 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 Papa,
as a corporate entity. Awake,
Papa, 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 Papa,
bear witness, oh God, to this teaching, to this teaching, to this word, to this alarm. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let your hand come strong. Take advantage, oh God. Take occasion. For this reason,
praying at this back seat. God wants to intervene and you are divisive. May the intervention of the Lord not tarry because we did not yield our person. Awake, awake. As long as man is involved in the purposes of God, then intercession is paramount. Church. The Lord is our Lord giver. The Lord is our King. He will save us. He will save us. He will save us.
awake, awake. Awake, awake. One more minute. The valleys be filled up. Let the mountains be made low. That the Lord may come. Let him 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 come. The Lord will come and save us.
Thank you.